I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey folks, I hope you're feeling good about life. Welcome back to Amazing FBA. Quick one today about Black Friday. Are you ready? You've just about got time. If you feel you're not ready, particularly if you're UK based and you're selling into the USA, here's what I'd be doing right now. I would be using one simple strategy just to help boost your sales over the edge. And that strategy is promotions, and specifically multi-buyer promotions. Now, that's something that a shocking number of people don't know about, or if they do know about, don't use. Now, it doesn't work equally well across all product types. I've got a product partly because of that reason that I've got a product that does actually sell in multiple units if people are looking for multiple units. So I mean, it's a sort of product that people can buy and often do buy in multiples. So it doesn't work in all areas, but if it works in yours, or if it half works, it's really going to help you. So basically, you need to go into if you're selling in the USA, the promotions underneath the advertising the advertising tab at the top, advertising drop down menu, has got promotions in it. If you're based in the UK or Europe, that will be under the inventory drop down menu. It will be promotions, right? It's the same basic thing. So you're going to go through there, you're going to choose your ASIN, or you may need to set it up. I'm not going to do the technical stuff about it now, but I can show you in a YouTube video if you're interested. Let me know in the comments and I will create one if I get more than a couple of comments, or if you email me. Actually, don't email me. Join my Facebook group, amazingfba.com/FBF, as in face, B as in book. Let me know there, okay? Or in the comments at the bottom of the video. So here's a simple idea. You just set up the promotion. So you choose your ASIN. In this case, let's say it's product Y, or it's a blue widget. And then you decide that if they buy more than two widgets, that you get 25% off the offer. Now, a couple of things to note. In the USA, you can only do percentages off now. You can't do dollar amounts for some reason. In the UK, you can still do pounds off. I presume it's the same in Europe, although I've not got a product that I'm trying to sell into Europe right at the moment for various reasons I won't bore you with. But same principle. So if in the USA, you're going to have to use percentage off. So if, for example, I wanted to say buy one, get another one half price, I couldn't set that up very neatly on the system. I would have to set it up as minimum buy two units, and then I'd set 25% off the order, right? So the percentage off applies to the order as a whole, not to individual units. It's really, really, really important that you personally understand that. And I think it's also important that you communicate that to your buyers. Otherwise, you're going to get an awful lot of angry emails, or even worse, one-star reviews or one-star feedback. So make sure you're clear-minded about it. The simplest possible offer that I would be tempted to do, and I was helping a mentee set that up earlier, is buy one, get one half price, in which case you want to set the percentage off to 25% off, or you can set it to a pound value, as I say, if you're selling in the UK. Same difference. I think 25% off looks a little bit easier for everyone to understand, a bit more powerful, because the number 25 is bigger than for most of us the dollar amount off or the pound amount off that you're going to be giving, unless you've got a very expensive product. So 25% off is what I'd suggest. Could be more, could be less, depending on your profit margins and how much you need to buy sales rank, or how much you need to boost in sales rank, versus how much you simply want to make more profit. And that depends where you're at with that product in its sort of life cycle, etc. Right? Then you can tweak the text to be customized. And again, I can show you in the video how to do this, but I'll need you to ask me to do it, because it takes effort and time, and that's time away from my business. So I need to know you're serious about it, guys. Let me know. So if you do this strategy, you can then write in buy one, get one half price in your sort of checkout text, which makes everything very clear for the buyer, okay? So I hope that helps. It's a very simple tactic. Now, a couple of extra tactics you can do, and are these strictly against terms of service or not? Possibly they're pushing it. It's your business. It's up to you how much you want to push it, right? I would personally do the following things if I were feeling a bit more pushy, which I sometimes am, and sometimes I'm more cautious, right? If you're selling in the US, I would naturally be more cautious than in the UK. First of all, they're more fussy on the terms of service enforcement these days. And secondly, you are probably selling more units, so you're probably risking a bigger chunk of your business, right? That may not be true for you personally. So with that caveat in place, I would probably do the following things. Number one, I would get an image and I would simply stick some text on it. And if you're not a sophisticated user of Photoshop or whatever else, just use Skitch, S-K-I-T-C-H. I use that all the time for screen capture. Very easy. Just put a little bit of text on saying, buy one, get one half price, special cyber Monday deal or Black Friday deal or whatever you want to do, Black Friday weekend, if that exists, that doesn't make sense. But you know what I mean? Black Friday deal probably will be valid for the weekend in terms of people thinking, right? Or sale or whatever you want to do. I would also probably put it in one of the bullets points as well, where you probably have a little bit more room to explain it. And then obviously it will show up in the promotions as well. In the UK, promotions show up a little bit more cleanly and more easily for the buyers to read on the listing going down the, what's the word? It's not the listing, it's the search results page, right? To get that on the search results page in the US is pretty difficult. You would probably need to build it into your title. I've done that in the past in the US and I didn't have my wrist slapped about it. That doesn't mean that it's safe to do it now. It's a decision you've got to make. I've personally decided not to push it that hard. You may decide to push it that hard, right? It depends on your situation, your risk tolerance, what you've got at risk, etc. But a little tactic for you that should help your Cyber Monday or your Black Friday sales go with a bang. Let me know how you get on. Let me know if you're interested in me doing a video to show you how to do promotions. In the meantime, guys, get selling. Happy Amazoning. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.